The big hover sled emerged from behind a massive mahogany trunk and skimmed across the forest floor, crashing through the underbrush and weaving around bustling crews of insect loggers. Hans slipped the land speeder he was piloting behind a different trunk, this one at least 20 meters across, then stopped and took a moment to gawk around the grove of giants. Many of the trees were larger than Balmoran skyscrapers, with knee roots the size of dewbacks and boughs that hung out horizontally like enormous green balconies. Unfortunately, most of those balconies were shuddering beneath the droning saws of Saras lumberjacks, and a steady cascade of branch trimmings was raining down from above. "Okay, Han," Luke said. He was sitting in the passenger seat beside Han, using a comlink and datapad to follow the tracking beacon they had planted on the quarry back in Saras Nest. "The signal's getting scratchy." Han cautiously moved the land speeder out of its hiding place. Then, when they saw no visible sign of their quarry, hurried after the hover sled. "Okay, I give up. How are these guys leading us to the dark nest?" Luke shrugged. "I don't know yet." His eyes remained fixed on the datapad. "But the barrels they're carrying are filled with reactor fuel and hyperdrive coolant. Do you see anything out here that needs so much power?" "I haven't seen anything on this whole planet that needs that much power." Han started the land speeder forward again and began a 100-meter detour around the fallen tree. "That doesn't mean our smugglers are headed for the dark nest." "It's the best explanation I can think of," Luke said. "Yeah? What would the dark nest do with hyperdrive coolant? And that much reactor fuel?" "I don't know yet." "Blast!" Luke said, still staring at his datapad. "We lost the signal." "Don't need it," Han said. He swung the land speeder onto a deep-cut track. It was not quite a road that led in the same direction the smugglers had gone. "I'll follow my nose."
"Your nose?"
Luke looked up, then said,
"Oh."
They followed the track over a knoll, then found themselves looking into a valley of mud and giant tree stumps. The smugglers, four Aquilish and a flat-faced Nymoidian, were about 300 meters down the slope, parked outside the collapsed stone foundation of what had once been a very large building. The Aquilish had hoisted one of their fuel barrels onto a mahogany stump that was 2 meters high and as big around as a Star Destroyer's thrust nozzle. The Nymoidian, presumably the leader, was standing next to the barrel, talking to half a dozen killiks. With bristly antennae, barbed, hugely curved mandibles, and dark blue chitin, they were clearly Gorog, the Dark Nest. The Nymoidian held something up to the light, examining it between his thumb and forefinger, then nodded and slipped the object into a pouch hanging beneath his robes. The closest insect handed him something else, and he began to examine that.